This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To America Tonight, right away we jump on and around the campaign trail. We start off with our pal Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. What a treat to have her on the show. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. You know, I was thinking this. You're such a world traveler, and people who listen to you have listened to you for years on this show certainly know that. And you're in California right now. What's the buzz like in California? Because, you know, Californians love to talk politics when you're in the right.
Well, they do like to talk politics. And, of course, I do think that this state will go to Hillary Clinton, although, of course, my home state of Ohio doesn't look like it is. At this point, unless she does something dramatic. And, of course, she's sending Chelsea Clinton there, et cetera. What's very interesting is that I heard on your top of the hour news about them having a recall of the Galaxy 7.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about that recall is that when I got on the plane today to come to California, they talked a lot about the Galaxy 7 and the fact that you couldn't plug it in, that you had to be, could not turn it on while you were on the airplane. They're very paranoid about it.
Yeah, because apparently it can explode, it can catch fire, and that's what they're saying. Crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow, interesting. So just like Ellen certainly heard on her flight, you may be hearing that too wherever you're flying to. Trump and his
tax... Well, you know, the Consumer Product Safety Commission
yeah.
has taken it over
yeah.
and said that Samsung isn't good enough on its own.
Yeah, yeah, of course, and that's the big story there too with the FAA response to that for sure. Trump with his son saying he has 12,000 pages of taxes, so there'd be no way that it'd be too much of a distraction. First of all, what do you make of that? And then he released his tax plan saying there was going to be 25 million jobs and some growth in the economy as well.
Well, that's exactly right. He has released his plan. He said that there is going to be a 25,000 jobs. He's going to reduce the number of taxes or the way the taxes are done from basically, well, right now there's seven different tax groups. He's just going to actually move it so that there's three tax groups. He said he's not, each tax group is going to experience something, where they're going to get their taxes reduced. So he's being very, very active in this.
Yeah, wow. The, there's going to be.
I don't know whether his, and he also is saying that he's going to create 25 million jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Something that you wrote me, and it made me think about this, and I did a little digging, too, that there's going to be this anti-Trump press conference in front of his hotel in D.C. by the Democrats tomorrow. Wow, what are they protesting?
Well, they're going to be talking about tax returns. They're going to not listing his tax returns, foreign investments, what he's done with his charity. Representative Becerra from California is actually going to be leading this. It's going to be taking place in front of the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Wow, how about that? I thought this was an interesting piece of news. The Snowden movie comes out. The House Intelligence Committee, released a report on Snowden, and they're urging
the
press.
They released a report on Snowden, and they said that he lied about his resume, that he inflated it. And that's what they basically said. And they urged the president, bipartisan, not to pardon him.
Do you?
There's
do
a
you,
pardon Snowden movement.
Yeah, do you think Obama will pardon? What do you think?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Obama, I don't either. Yeah,
no,
absolutely not.
I don't think so either. How about, and you, I didn't realize this, I certainly have watched Donald Trump Jr., but you alerted me to this. There was a couple of radio interviews in Pennsylvania, and pretty interesting stuff. One about on WPHT, which is in Philadelphia, saying that the media would be warming up the gas chamber about Hillary Clinton lies, and then again
well,
in another interview?
So he said that in one interview, and then he just said, well, he was referring to corporal punishment, give me a break. And then in WTAL, he said he was cut off by Trump's people once he was asked about the foundation and that portrait that Donald Trump bought for $20,000.
Wow. And then the last one, I know you're rambling around, but Trump giving money to the nonprofit part of Citizens United. Wow.
Yeah, that was not reported by us. It was actually reported by Yahoo News as an exclusive report, but I'm re-reporting what they said. He gave $100,000 to the group that is the nonprofit part of Citizens United.
Wow. Crazy. All right, Ellen Ratner, pleasure. Thanks so much for squeezing us
in.
We appreciate it.
You heard
what Ellen had to say there. She's in California. And I think what was fascinating that she brought up, that some of you are going to also probably see, like I mentioned, when you're traveling, you'll see the same thing with the Samsung Galaxy 7. And the saying that, you know, making sure everybody has them off, et cetera, because of the fear of what could happen with the Galaxy 7. This was, Ellen's right about this, even not taking planes. The Galaxy 7 was a huge story today. That's buzzworthy. When I say that this show talks about what's buzzworthy, that is definitely buzzworthy. The fact that the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 recall, there she goes. The consumer safety regulators are saying, you know, that Samsung botched this. They botched it, and they botched the recall, and then that there are these, and September 15th was when the first thing started, so that was on Thursday. So what specifically is it? It's the electronics part of it. It's the batteries in it that has caused the big problems with the Galaxy. And, you know, I used to know people that had the Galaxy, but now so many people have flipped over to the iPhone. But, boy, the Wall Street Journal did just a huge story about it. And I think where that you were, where people were talking about phones and talking about the iPhone and the latest iPhone, this came into part of the conversation too because of how immediate action was taken by the FAA to make sure that people weren't firing up those phones, so to speak. So the other thing that we're going to do in this show is coming up, we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton and the mysterious illness and what happened with Clinton and the, I guess, cover-up, because I think it is a cover-up. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, whatever. What a ridiculous campaign move to not say she had pneumonia. Then you go through the jumping jacks of the 9/11 memorial, then the mysterious video of her where she looks terrible and looks like she's about to pass out, then coming out with just a day ago saying that she had mild pneumonia. So, mild pneumonia, but she better get some bed rest. So Ed Brodow is going to join us. He's the author in Lies We Trust, that book, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. And we're going to talk about this Hillary Clinton thing, the never-ending cough. And he says, do you remember when she fainted back in 2005? Hang with us. That's coming up around the bend.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is on the rest again, but I break loose.
All right, this is a big theme. Thanks for hanging with us. This is a big theme on and off the campaign trail that we keep jumping on the virtual one in our heads that never ends until it gets to November. Hillary Clinton on Sunday didn't look too good after 40 minutes at the 9/11 memorial in New York. And then it came out that at first it was like, oh, you know, she's whisked away. Her daughter's her daughter lives by there. She's not feeling quite well. Then it comes out that she had pneumonia, was diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday. The rest of the story, certainly all of you know. Then a doctor comes out and says, well, it's mild pneumonia. But how much do we know about Hillary Clinton's health? And health has been something that has been niggling around in the background for a while, certainly. Ed Brodow joins us now. He's the author of In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Ed, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. Oh, maybe not. Maybe Ed is not in our virtual green room. I'm not sure. Daniel, do we have Ed in our virtual green room? Hopefully we have him soon, because I know it is the wee hours for Mr. Ed, and he was so gracious to join us. So I think he'll be joining us momentarily. I hope. I hope he'll be joining us momentarily to talk about the Hillary Clinton cough that led to the pneumonia, that led to, oh, it's only mild pneumonia, that led to a big part of the buzz this week, without a doubt. A huge part of what happened there. Daniel, do we have Ed with us? Maybe not. Ed Brodow, do we have Ed with us? Oh, no. If he's circling around, if it's like LaGuardia, I'm hoping that he'll eventually land here. In the meantime, if you are listening to us, you can throw in your two cents. Coming up in our next hour, we've got a segment where we talk about the numbers we can count, and a lot of those campaign numbers will certainly go over, those numbers with all of you, because the polls are getting really, really twisted. There's no question about it. And depends on what poll you're looking at as to whether or not the numbers are in favor of Trump or in favor of Clinton. So that proverbial coin toss that we have talked about so often on this show becomes much bigger. It becomes much larger and much more real. You know, here's, for example, Trump is closing in on Clinton's lead in Michigan. Ellen at the top told us Ohio's not looking good. It's looking like it's slanting more toward Trump. And these are polls, but, you know, they always say, so goes Ohio, so goes the vote. You have Trump during the day saying he's going to grow the U.S. economy more than 4%. And you have Harry Reid saying that Trump is a human leech who will bleed the country. While on the other side of it, you look at these Virginia polls, and Trump pulls within 3 points of Clinton there. You look at some of these other polls and see where exactly Trump falls and where Hillary falls. EB is with us now. I knew he was circling around. Like I said, it's like being at LaGuardia. Ed, thanks for hanging late. We appreciate it. Ed.
No, I'm Dan.
Dan.
Yes.
Oh, Dan in Texas. I was waiting for our guest, Ed Brodow.
I know. I've been waiting for him, too, baby.
Dan, can we get Ed? Get Ed, or they're going to kill me in Washington. You know, you're getting bumped for him, Dan, if Ed comes over.
I'll call you back.
The people in D.C. will never get me anyone again if they're staying up this late. No, throw in your 2 cents. What's your 2 cents on the polls all over the place? Now we lost Dan. There's a reason why the spaceship guy is making more money than me, I think. I don't know. Maybe that's what's happened. The wheels have come off. I have a Samsung Galaxy. My husband has a Samsung Galaxy. But I swear it's not on fire. I swear. All right. EB, thanks for hanging with us. I did this great introduction. You missed it. I said you were like a plane. You were like caught at LaGuardia in one of those circles where you're going round and round. So we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. So tell me about Hillary Clinton. What's the scoop with the cough and all that stuff?
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, but I have a friend who is, and he sent me a diagnosis that says that she's got Parkinson's, but I don't know. Something going on.
Wow, so people are really saying, I've heard that too, people are really saying Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or something else.
Well, it's obviously something, and it's obviously something they're not telling us about. She is extremely secretive, and we know that. So this is completely in character, but it's something that the public needs to know.
Yeah, do you think that's a big mistake, really, honestly, for her campaign to do that? Because now I think it makes whatever's going on, it makes it even that much bigger.
Yes, I think it's a huge mistake.
Yeah. And I said that your book was called In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. You've been on with us before, and we've talked about that. We've talked about what's really happening and then what we know. Who can you trust, Ed, to get the real scoop?
Me.
Agenda.
No, I'm serious. I mean, that's why I wrote the book. I wrote the book so people could, if they want to find out what the facts are about all the major issues, they just read In Lies We Trust, and I lay it out factually. I don't say vote for this one or vote for that one. I just say here are the issues. Here's terrorism. Here's health care. Here's global warming. Here's the racial situation. and I lay out the facts based on the research that I've done. So people can then make their own intelligent decision about who to vote for.
What do you think of everything that you covered in that book? And, man, you covered a lot of ground. What would people that haven't read it be the most surprised by?
I think they would probably be most surprised about what I have to say about global warming.
Yeah, and tell them what you have to say about global warming.
Well, when I started writing the book, I was like most people. I wasn't really clear about it. I knew what the president was telling us and what Al Gore was telling us. I started doing research, and the more research I did, the more it became clear that there is a preponderance of evidence that the whole thing is a massive hoax. There are thousands of scientists who have signed petitions saying that it's a hoax. I quote a number of them in the book. I show statistics. I show how all the proofs that are supposed to be out there that prove that global warming exists, I've shown how they've all been refuted. And still, we have the president telling us that it's a real problem and that it's an even bigger problem than terrorism.
Wow.
Which is just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
No kidding. You know, I said this at the top of the show. The new movie comes out, Oliver Stone's Snowden. Do you think the president, do you think Obama will pardon Snowden?
Gee, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. My crystal ball is not very clear as far as what Obama does or will do. I really don't know. I just saw Oliver Stone interviewed by Bill O'Reilly. He's a kind of a controversial character. Oliver Stone. I'm curious to see the movie to see what you know, what his take is on it. It's a very controversial issue. But also to answer your question about what else people would be surprised about, one of the things in my book that I am very, very specific about is the reality about Islamic terrorism and the question of whether or not Islam is a religion of peace, and I have a lot to say about that. I have a very strong opinion about that, but my opinion, again, is based on facts, and I present facts and evidence in support of my position, and I think a lot of people will be very surprised at what I have to say in the book.
All right, so more reasons to pick it up. You can get it on Amazon. Ed Brodow, thanks so much. In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public, and there's been lots of conversation lately about the media. Trust is down. Ed, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. Definitely. So, coming back on the flip side, if you want to throw in your two cents, you can, certainly. This show is all about you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. See you in a few.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're here, I swear, on solid ground. And you got a question where we're headed when we look at, you know, it does feel like we're in the twilight zone, doesn't it? With some of what's happened in this campaign. I said last week, if we took a wall and it was just a wall filled with words from this campaign and you stuck it into a giant time capsule and threw it in the ground, somebody dug it up 100 years from now, what would they think? These people are crazy. How did this happen? Listen to what they're saying to each other. It's insane. It is. And the ending of this drama and how election night goes is going to be wild to watch, because we've had everything that you could possibly imagine come down the pike between the Republicans, the Democrats, the email scenarios, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton server, Donald Trump's university, the naked photos of Melania, his wife, who could be the first lady. I mean, it just has everything. I was thinking this today when I was checking out at the grocery store. There was a brutal picture of Hillary Clinton where she looked 1,000 years old. And, of course, that's the National Enquirer. No matter what you look like, they're, you know, stars who do not look good in bikinis. It's just crazy things that they write about and put on their covers to obviously sell papers. But I thought when I was looking at all those headlines, this is exactly what this has been. I mean, this is like a TMZ campaign, right? I mean, just absolutely crazy. And then how about this? With all the attention on the media, there was this Boston University professor who was on Newsmax and said, you know, Jake Tapper ripping Trump interviewers is just not the smartest thing. Because what happened was the CNN anchor said Thursday that Donald Trump had been talking with sycophants, those kinds of interviewers that have not challenged him on issues, saying that was probably not, you know, what the Boston U professor was saying, that's probably not the smartest thing for a news person to do. For one of the analysts, one of the pundits, they're paid or they show up for the glory and express their opinions, their point of view, usually highly partisan and rarely surprising. And he does have a point there. For a news person to weigh in on either of the candidates who they've interviewed is probably not the wisest thing to do and probably not the most accurate thing to do. And I agree with that. This is what I said last week and the other night when that media poll came out, and all of you certainly know this, and this is buzzworthy too. What is the media now? A talk show host, this professor's right, like what I do, like what Rush Limbaugh does, like what Sean Hannity does, you know, pick your person, Alex Jones, on this network. It's about your opinion. It's not about the news. It's not about, it is about what the news is, but it's your interpretation of whatever it is that you want to talk about. So it is about opinion. And then that would be a big mistake not to be opinionated. But it did used to be that's why you had commentaries. This is the commentary from XYZ person. But now everything's sort of fair game. So he's right when he says for him to criticize that is kind of really not fair. It's not fair game. Because is he a news person? Or is he a talk show host, right? I mean, Hillary Clinton held her first news conference in more than 9 months. What was it, last Thursday, taking six questions from reporters, right? She was on the campaign trail for the first time after being out for 3 days with pneumonia. And, you know, that's just, she doesn't play well with the media at all. So that becomes part of the story, that they don't know the story because she's not holding very many pressers with wide open media. I mean, you know, period. So a few questions and then moving on to the next spot. And now at this point where here we are, deep into the middle of September, there's not a lot of road left in this. If you're looking at a calendar, it is so tight before the election. And you're going to see massive ads. There's massive conversation already. But there'll be even more conversation about Clinton and what is she not telling us about Donald Trump and where does his money go and his taxes and all of that. Certainly is wrapped into it, too, as well. So this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of what I'm going to call the dig in deep 13-hour days for probably both of these candidates. What will they release? What won't they release? What do we know? What don't we know? What secrets are there that maybe we don't know? You know, maybe there's secrets that we don't know. Maybe there's something that's going to fall out that we were not aware of at this point. That would not be shocking, right? And, you know, Ivanka, we were talking earlier about Donald Trump Jr. ending one of his interviews early. How about this? Ivanka Trump abruptly ends a Cosmo interview due to negativity. So, normally very composed, she ended an interview after tough questions about her father's recently announced plan to help working mothers. She accused the interviewer of a lot of negativity in her questions. She said, "I don't know how useful it is to spend too much time with you on this if you're going to make a comment like that." After a question centered on her father's 2004 statement that pregnancy is an inconvenience for business. And then Ivanka said, "Obviously, my father has a track record of decades of employing women at every level of his company and supporting women and supporting them in their professional capacity and enabling them to thrive outside of the office and within." And she said, "To imply otherwise is an unfair characterization of his track record and his support of professional women." And the interviewer said, "I would like to say that I'm sorry for the questions. You're finding them negative, but it is relevant that a presidential candidate made these comments, so I'm just following up." And then she, Ivanka, said, "Well, you said he made those comments. I don't know that he said those comments." So, upon further review, Donald Trump did say that in 2004, supposedly that pregnancy is, supposedly said it's a wonderful thing for the woman, it's a wonderful thing for the husband, it's certainly an inconvenience for business, and whether people want to say that or not, the fact is it's an inconvenience for a person that is running a business. So, you know, she asked how he planned to pay for his child care proposal, and Ivanka explained that all would be revealed in her father's tax reform plan, and we heard about the tax reform plan on Thursday. So the Trump children are pretty good at making sure their father doesn't get shot down. In other words, when somebody does go into the mode of what they think is slanted questions or slamming him, they get out of it. And that's what happened there. She just said, "You know, no, I'm out of this interview. Forget about it. I'm not going to do it." So, by the way, Trump's teleprompter broke in the middle of his speech when he was talking about his plan, his tax plan. And, you know, that's part of the deal when you're in the campaign trail. Things definitely happen, and the teleprompter breaking isn't incredibly unusual. But when you're used to having it, when you're used to looking at it, when you can gather yourself up in between and look for key points, then it is a little bit chaotic when you're thrown into the situation of trying to scramble and figure out the buzzsaw of, what is it I'm really reading here? What is it that I'm, what is the point of this, and what have I decided is one of the center pieces of what my administration is going to do? Getting 25, when you say $25 million jobs, that makes people get pretty excited. However, that's going to happen. But that's a lot of jobs. That's a lot of jobs to promise that, you know, this is going to bring these jobs back. This is the kind of stuff that people want to hear. That my plan, my tax plan will level the playing field a bit more. Just a bit more. And I think that's part of the strategy. I mean, of course that's part of the strategy. Absolutely that's part of the strategy of the Trump family and the Trump campaign. Here's what WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says about all of what's happening right now. He says he'll turn himself in if Chelsea Manning is pardoned. And that is also something that could happen. Who's going to get the presidential pardons, especially when it's your last hurrah, which it would be Obama's last hurrah. So clemency for Chelsea Manning. Assange says he'll turn himself in. Stay with us.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Bills 37 to 31. How about that? The Bills blew some opportunities, and their former quarterback from a few years ago, Ryan Fitzpatrick, took a big leap forward. So he entered the game against the Buffalo Bills with a career record of 1-8, but he went spiraling in the right direction to a big night in a 37-31 win. Yeah, how about that? He looked super good. He finished 24 of 34 for 374 yards, so he was slinging them in all directions. And it really was a very good Thursday night game. However, the Buffalo Bills are now 0-2. And for Rex Ryan, who's the coach of the Buffalo Bills, that's the first time as a head coach. If you're listening to me and you're like, wow, was that the nail-the-score game? It was not the nail-the-score game. The nail-the-score game is coming up this weekend, and it's a good reminder, though, for all of you. If you want to participate in nail-the-score, and a lot of you are jamming on those phone lines, so bravo, you're remembering, the nail-the-score game that we play is our Tuesday into Wednesday show, last segment of the second hour. So you got to remember that, right? Last segment of the second hour, and you, just for calling in, will get a whole bunch of packets of One World Way. It's awesome stuff. I've explained this a few times, but I'll say it again. I've been taking One World Way, and I feel like it's a giant leap for womankind. I mean, seriously, this stuff it's great, because every day I get caught in this conundrum somewhere, some way, somehow, when I'm running around and I have no time to grab any kind of a meal except for a crummy one. So Stephen Huer has changed my life, and I wanted everybody to have a chance to taste it, like it, whatever. I mean, you know, that's what I'm about. And he had these great packets, so he sent me a whole bunch of them, a crazy amount of them, and I'm sending them to you if you want them when you call in and you give your guess. And we shipped out our first shipment of them this week, so if you did get on the list, then you will be getting those. So how about that? This time around, the game of the week is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Cards. That was our game of the week. And we'll see if anybody gets it right. In fact, Dan in Texas the other day guessed it would be the Cardinals after coming off a tough Patriot loss, winning it 21-17, which is exactly what I think. I had the same guess as Dan. Of course, I'm not eligible for the prizes. Speaking of the devil, here he is. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Bumped.
I'm bumped. You got bumped for Ed Brodow. He was circling, and I was worried. I was like, oh,
that's
man.
That's okay. Listen to me. I want to thank you for the One World Play. Do you have the phone number where I can order?
Did you already get it?
Yeah, I got it.
No way. That's fast. Good.
Yeah.
Because we just sent them out. So, yes, I do. It's synergistic. It's synergistic. Why do I want to say nutrition? Synergistic nutrition. Gosh, I swear by this guy. I really do. And you don't often hear me say that. He was the one who approached me just because he heard me and
talk said, louder, baby.
He was the one who heard me and said, boy, this stuff would really help you. Here's the number to call Synergistic Nutrition. It's 888-988-3325.
Yeah, I had the first one today, and I loved it. And I'm going to order some. I think it's great. I want to thank you for that. That was pretty nice of you. You've always been good to me. And now, on Hillary.
Make sure you tell them that we sent you from America tonight.
Oh, I will.
Good
don't worry. I will give all kudos to you and your entire program and everybody.
Your entire
including
program.
Including Hector the dog and the whole nine yards. I mean, Mahalo and whatever. I'll even put a plug for Mahalo. Okay? There we go, baby.
Perfect.
Now, listen, on Hillary. She's not going to even make it to the debate. There is something seriously, seriously wrong. Maybe Parkinson or lung cancer, something of that nature. She's got something bad. And I'm saying she's not going to make it. Now, listen, what Joe has been doing, he's been boning up on his political speeches, and he's eligible to go anywhere in the continental United States, even Alaska. Joe will be out on the thing, and his running mate will be Barack Obama. Because Barack Obama is not going to let everything that he's tried to sabotage this nation for the last 8 years go down the tubes with a new administration.
really, I just, that's a shocker, because I think his wife would put the, first of all, put the kibosh.
Bull, she loves the prestige. She loves playing king, queen.
We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, hey, stranger things have happened, Dan, in Texas. He's got great conspiracy theories sometimes, and that's one of them. I mean, that would be, there would be a stunner of all stunners. No, you're not going from president. Do I go from president to vice president in a time of a crisis even? No. Maybe back in the first four or five elections, when if something had happened to somebody, maybe I'd jump in and lend a hand, and we've seen that. But no, I don't think so. Right? I mentioned this the other day about the self-driving Ubers and how what a game changer that was. But it's also a game changer for people who are driving cars, who take people places. Once it becomes more common, they say goodbye to 4.1 million jobs. So with the self-driving car anyway taking hold, this is what the carnage will be. It's... because if you think about it, chauffeurs, drivers of trucks and cabs and ride sharing, which is Uber, is one of them, there's not going to be as much of a need for them. And if you're trying to cut your budget, that would be where you could cut the budget. I mean, you know, of course, and go with the driverless cars. So there might be, and this is what I wonder, What kind of accidents are we going to see? Are there going to be people that are going to refuse to get in the car? We know that's going to happen. I would assume there's going to be delays, and I'm sure there's going to be setbacks. But really, will the potential savings outweigh the human cost? I mean, that's got to think about that. Drivers are a big expense for transportation companies. They think about it. What do? They get health care, depending on your company. They have to sleep. They take vacations. All of that. So Uber's the great example. And I believe it. I believe this self-driving Uber, they say, is arriving now in Pittsburgh. And it's going to be a big novelty, especially at first. I mean, how crazy is that? But it makes sense, because if Uber has these cars and they can really monitor, someone's got to monitor them, though, I would think. They would have to. They have a monitor. But still, you could monitor, I guess, a couple of different cars. But you have to pay ahead of time. So that wouldn't matter if you were paying ahead of time. You'd pick the person up. But would you trust the people that get in the Uber car? Would there be a way for them to take off in the car? I don't know. I saw what it looked like. It's just a regular car. It's got all kinds of gadgets hooked to the roof, so I'm sure they can track it. It just seems so crazy to me. And how fast is this car going? Is it barreling down the highway at 70 miles an hour? How would you feel it being a passenger in a car with no driver, 70 miles an hour on the highway? I'm going to say I wouldn't feel comfortable. I'm just saying, right?
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.